And then it brings us to what you have here is the myth of revenue multiples. What is that?
Oh, that's my favorite one. Of all the myths, that's the one that's most pernicious. And the reason why, I think, is because people have to have a number for value. It's how human beings work. They don't like uncertainty. They don't like ambiguity. And so they think everything has a value. And the quickest way to get that is revenue multiples. And you hear this all the time. Well, they sold for 2x revenues.
Right.
Surprises me is how people cling to this. I mean, they can calculate it in their heads, you know, the price and the revenue. You can do that in their head. But the problem with, there's really four problems with revenue multiples. One, the range is way too wide. I mean, they can range from 0.4 to 3.5 times, let's say.
Okay.
Well, that's like telling someone their house is worth between $400,000 and $3.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that may be true, but it does you absolutely no good as far as price in the house.
Right.
Another problem is they're not comparable. Just because one company sold for 1.5 times its revenues does not mean that another company will sell for 1.5 times its revenues because they have different strategic value to the buyers. And the third problem with this multiple revenue is they don't consider things, the very basic things like expenses, pricing, profitability, and growth. Well, as any entrepreneur knows, those things are critical to business. So multiples of revenue kind of pretends that those don't count. In one conversation with a CEO, we were talking about this, and he said that, well, what should be done is you just adjust the revenue multiple depending on the company's profitability and growth. Well, now it's no longer a multiple of revenue. It's a made-up number that's not compared to anything. So, and the last point is the one you just mentioned, is that there's only a limited number of these strategic buyers, so, you know, the multiples don't apply to lots of buyers.
Gotcha. And so, and Tom, just because we have small to medium-sized businesses listening, and I think they're kind of saying, okay, are these things that just apply to large corporations, or are we saying, hey, whatever type of business you're in, if you have a small, medium-sized, these are principles that apply to everybody, and you need to understand what these are so you can get the greatest value for your company, or does it not apply to them?
Well, yeah, it applies to any company. I think there are more companies with strategic value at the lower end, under $30 million in deal size or revenues. But big companies, you read about them, you know, Yahoo might sell to Microsoft at a nice premium because it's a strategic buy, not a financial buy.
Gotcha. Okay. And then we have here next, it says, myth of liquidity. What does that mean?
Well, they just quickly that most people think is game over when you sell your company.
Okay.
And with most of these technology deals, it's not game over. And I should mention a reason why these companies sell. Back up just a sec. The reason that most of these companies sell is because they've developed good technology, they've made some progress, they've got customer base, but now to get to the next level of growth, they really need to have more sales and marketing. And they can raise more money to do the sales and marketing, but that again raises the bar, and if these companies have venture capital investors or individual investors, let's say it's venture capital investors, now they've got to sell the company for $100 million rather than $50 million in order to give an adequate return to the investors. So it raises the bar, it makes it a higher risk, bigger gamble. So maybe the best thing is not to put in more money, but sell the company, get a nice return, but not a killer return, and team up with a company that has sales and marketing. So that circles back to the myth of liquidity, is that if that's the case, you know, the entrepreneur can't just leave. He's got to continue building the company. And many times the sale of a company to a bigger firm is very similar to a financing transaction. In other words, it gives the company the resources it needs to grow to the next level. So that's the myth of liquidity, that everyone just doesn't go home and buy sailboats.
Okay, good. You know, and I think these are really great points. So I want to get through a couple more of them, and then I think it's really important that either now or right after the next break that we have for the entrepreneurs that are listening out there and you're saying, well, how does this apply to me? I think I want to make sure we bring this home so you really see that this applies to you, because we've talked about this before, about you preparing your company for sale whenever that might be. But we're going to talk about that in a second.